could happen as soon as today. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Former President Trump's legal team could make a move in response to the extensive search at his home in Florida.
Trump teasing the following on social media, quote, a major motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment will soon be filed concerning the illegal break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, right before the ever-important midterm elections. Team Trump wants a third party to examine the president's Fourth Amendment rights.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, next week, sections of the affidavit used to obtain the search warrant are expected to be released by the Justice Department. Mr. Trump had called for the whole thing to be unveiled. A drive-by shooting in Chicago has left one person dead and four others hurt. Police say the male victims were standing outside a home around 6 o'clock last night when someone inside a passing car opened fire. Police have no suspects. The New York City man accused of sucker punching a stranger has been rearrested.
55-year-old Van Fubai was taken back into custody Friday by the direction of Governor Kathy Hochul.
I took action in my own hands. That person is now in custody.
So all of this despite Hochul's constant refusal to address the bail reform laws. The Bronx DA's office says they are still reviewing surveillance and talking to witnesses as well as sifting through medical records.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, Bai was brought back to jail for a parole violation. The repeat offender is on lifetime parole. A fuel spill inside Yellowstone National Park is under investigation. Nearly 5,000 gallons of diesel fuel escaped yesterday from a tanker truck that overturned near the Montana-Wyoming border. No injuries were reported. It's unclear if the fuel reached a nearby creek. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon is cracking down on homeless encampments. Ted Wheeler says they can't be located within 150 feet of school buildings or along busy walking routes that are used by kids to get to school. Advocates for the homeless are unhappy with the decision. They say the city's most vulnerable residents may be further traumatized. As kids return to school, they'll probably notice far fewer COVID-19 restrictions. Many schools have lifted mitigation efforts, although some districts will continue to require masks.
We have seen time and time again, data after data that demonstrate that masks have decreased infection and that they work to decrease infection, especially higher quality masks.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Confirmation from federal health officials that a Nebraska child died from a rare infection caused by a brain-eating amoeba. Officials believe the child became infected earlier this month after swimming in the Elkhorn River near Omaha. Earlier this summer, a Missouri resident died of the same thing after swimming in a lake in Iowa. Investigators in Northern California are collecting evidence at the scene of a deadly plane crash. Three people and a dog were killed Thursday when two small planes collided in midair. Officials say both were attempting to land at Watsonville Airport, where there is no control tower.
Bringing an air traffic control tower to a municipal airport or any airport requires approval of the FAA. And it requires a commitment or a potential change of airspace. The airspace around Watsonville at this particular time, nor the volume of traffic, would support the cost of bringing a control tower to the field.
Rayvon Williams is the Watsonville Airport Director. A preliminary report on the accident is expected in a couple of weeks. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.